Michael, thanks so much for the time. I'm sure it kind of goes without saying that the confidence level in that locker room has got to be through the roof with how good the season has been so far. But can you dive a little bit deeper into the confidence level of this team, especially as you get ready for the real nitty-gritty of the season?
Just thanks for having me. We're obviously a confident team. Mm-hmm. I think that we're definitely not overlooking any opponent we play, but I think that we're more so worried about what we can control in our offense, our defense, our special teams, just trying to fire on all cylinders with what we can control rather than looking at what the opponent does. So I think that we have confidence in ourselves and our playmakers to go out there and make plays.
When did this defense reach that confidence level? Was it very early on before games and practices even started? Has it been throughout the course of this season? When do you feel like it was really identified?
I think we kind of started with it, just coming off of what we did last year. Obviously, we had a great defense. But I think there was obviously some missing pieces coming into the season. We had a lot of returners, but we had some guys that needed to step up. And I think that early on in camp, a lot of people proved themselves. We still have, obviously, more people that need to prove themselves, like, just this year. But I think that collectively we started with some confidence going into the season, coming into camp, and then just how we've been able to play these first three games kind of kept that confidence going.
How have you been able to do it in terms of holding opponents to just under 6 points per game? I mean, that's a ridiculous number. What has been working for you guys on that side of the football especially?
I think it just says a lot about our coaching staff and how much they put in to game planning. Some of the smartest coaches that I've ever played under and ever met, really. So I think that it speaks a lot to them and how good at game planning they are, and then how good at teaching us the game plan they are, because we're able to go out there and execute pretty well every game. So it speaks a lot to their preparation and how they're able to prepare us for it.
Gosh, you know, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I watch some of your games and I see some of the highlights and stuff like that, and I think to myself, my God, if I was a football player on the opposing team, I wouldn't want to go up against that whatsoever. So I wonder if you can kind of put yourself in that sort of perspective or in that mindset, though. What is it about the defense, and what sort of qualities make this defense so intimidating to opponents?
I think it's just our relentless effort, first off. I think that one of the staples of our defense is being able to run to the ball and get 11 hats on the football every play. I think I'm talking to the offensive guys we have here when we play them in practice. They're always talking about the amount of confusion we bring upon them just based on our disguises and stuff like that. So, and then that speaks to our communication too, just being able to communicate from the sideline to the field and get the communication through everybody on the field, just to know what coverages we're in, know if we're bringing a blitz or not. And then if all else fails, just run to the ball and get a tackle.
Michael Rumus with us here on BTL from the Ithaca College football team. The Bombers back at it this weekend on the road at Hobart. The Bombers 3-0 on the season. What has been the biggest improvement defensively from last year, you think?
That's a tough question. I think it would have to be the communication, because just as we've grown, these returners have come back and had another year of experience under their belt, we've seen a lot of things, and being able to communicate that on the field and then even on the sideline after drives, we're able to communicate what we saw to the coaches, and they're able to give us insight of what they're seeing. So being able to communicate and understand that communication, and then just being able to come out and execute on the field, I think that the experience and the communication has really been our biggest improvements.
Obviously, you guys are coming off the bye here, so How did that go? How do you guys handle the bye in terms of practices or the rest you may get and whatever comes with all of that? How do you guys handle a bye week like you just recently had?
So we maybe had one extra day off, just from a practice standpoint. And then just the practices weren't as physical, just trying to keep everybody healthy for the bye week. Definitely a lot more of a mental stress point in practice. But we still got our list in, still got our practices in, just maybe a little less physical.
I believe it. Michael Rumus with us here on BTL. Strong safety for the Ithaca College football team. Again, the Bombers 3-0 on the season, opening up Liberty League play. How do you guys feel going into a game like this? Because obviously the Liberty League is so unbelievably talented. It's so unbelievably good. And Hobart's a team that's, you know, right in the thick of things, just like you guys. So is there any sort of heightened intensity maybe or heightened pressure that goes into a game like this, knowing that it's the first league game of the season?
I wouldn't say that it's heightened. I just think that all games from here on out are going to be about the same. It's pretty much playoff football in the Liberty League. So, and we've been preparing for it all season already. So it's nothing new. We're just going to take it game by game and then just not overlooking any opponent. We're going to focus on ourselves and see where it gets us.
You know, obviously Hobart's having a really good season. No surprise, just like you guys, they're averaging, 32-plus points per game, a really balanced attack on the offensive side when it comes to running the football and passing the football as well. What have you guys made a little bit of an emphasis on in preparation for Hobart and what to expect?
I mean, it's really nothing new from any other game. You got to stop the run, force them into passing situations, and then get off the field on third down, you know, limit the big plays, all that stuff. So it's really not so much different mindset. It's just the game plan may be a little different, how we're going to attack them and how we're going to stop the run and force those passing situations. So, that's pretty much it. It's just going to be about how well we're able to execute.
I want to talk about you for a hot second because obviously this is your last hurrah being a grad student up there on the Hill, and you've obviously seen a lot of significant playing time throughout the course of your career. I'm wondering how you feel like, if you can reflect for a second, how you feel like you've gotten better as a player, how you've improved as a player, maybe from, you know, where you once were to where you are now.
Yeah, I mean, you look back and I think sophomore year I was starting my first game, and I remember going back into the film room on Sunday and just a bunch of things I did wrong, you know, like mental mistakes, not having my eyes in the right spot, stuff like that. And coaches are yelling at me, and I'm just a sophomore, first time starting in college, and thinking, what did I do? You know, like, it was crazy. And then you look back now, and then just the speed of the game slowed down for me, just mentally being able to think through situations. And honestly, I think that my biggest improvement over my 5 years here has just been my mental capacity and being able to think situationally and think through route combinations and what the offense might be thinking in certain spots and stuff like that, and being able to get myself in the right spot just mentally, and then letting my physical instincts take over and kind of just play ball from there.
I've got to ask, you know, there's got to be some people who maybe go to a game up at Butterfield. You know, maybe it's their first time there or whatever it may be. They're watching a game and they see you come out on special teams and they go, and you're getting ready to punt the football. And they're like, hey, isn't that the guy who's in the secondary for the football team? Wait, he's the punter too? How do you get roped into being a punter for the football team? Because this isn't the first time we've seen guys on the defensive side of the football, especially, kind of be the team's punter as well.
Yeah, it was something I did in high school a little bit. I was our punter in high school, so I had that on my film coming in as a recruit. But, I mean, freshman year, I was the long snapper. I turned into the holder sophomore year for extra points and PATs. And I, after practice, I mean, I just, like, being with the guys after practice, we kind of just fool around after we get our extra work in. Sometimes I'm punting sophomore year, right? And then This is when back when Coach Turp was still here. So he seen me punt, and he knew that I did it in high school, and then he had me kind of do a little mini tryout, and he was like, "All right, I mean, let's see if this works." And so far we've been all right. So, it's a fun gig. I like it. I like it a lot.
That's awesome. Okay, so you play in the secondary. You're also the team's punter. What gets the heart race going a little bit more out there on the field? Is it having to go out there defensively, maybe one-on-one with somebody? I don't know, but just to make a big play there? Or is it the special teams, knowing that you're the guy who's got to kick the ball as far as you can down the field?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be I'm going to go with punt, but not by much.
Okay.
Not by much.
I love it. I love it. Well, before we let you run, you know, this is a simple question, and maybe it's even a tough question because it's so simple, because I'm sure you can go on and on and on about it. But how much fun are you and the guys having right now with this unbeaten record, with the defense being so dominant as it is? Like, how much fun are you guys just having taking the field every single weekend?
The easy answer is so much fun, you know. We have a great group of guys, and it's just awesome being around them every day in practice. We all push each other just to get better. And even, like, during the times where things are going bad, you know, like, we're able to pick each other up and just make it fun. And the more fun we're having, the better we're playing. So we're just going to try to keep that rolling and see where it takes us.
Well, it's taking it to a great start so far, and we can't wait to see how it all goes for you guys the rest of the way here as well. Michael, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Have some fun this weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon here down the road, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.